U.S. Senator Jim Risch on the Austin Hill Show. It's 580 KIVO. That said, Senator Risch, with respect to the politics that you were alluding to, 1 year ago, as you so prophetically were questioning the Secretary of Energy, Mr. Chu, and noting that a year from now, in 2012, President Obama will be well underway with the reelection bid, and gasoline prices are going to be a problem for his reelection. Might we see, in the interest of short-term political expediency, might we see some sort of shift from the radicalized Obama agenda as it regards domestic petroleum exploration? I mean, there's already chatter, at least what we're seeing in the media, about releasing some of the strategic oil reserves, which would further compromise our national security, I would say. But that may cause a dip in the global oil markets, which would be beneficial to President Obama.
Well, perhaps. That probably is not enough to do that much to price, and if it does, it'll be in the short term. In our strategic reserves, we only have about 80 days, so it truly is a national security issue. You shouldn't dip in there. It should only be done in an absolute emergency. Even Jay Leno recognizes this. Last night in his monologue, he called it the National Petroleum Election Reserve supply that they have. Mm. If he does that, he does it. But look, this, I don't think the American people are going to be fooled by this. I mean, this administration has been dinking along here for 3 years, talking about windmills and solar, and slipping money out the back door of the White House to their buddies that contributed to them, and have had all kinds of problems with that. I think before this is over, they're going to wind up having an answer for that.
Well, Senator, I hope so. But you observed this up close and more up close than most of us. Senator Obama campaigned for the presidency in the summer of 2008 with, once again, back then, a spike in global oil prices and rising costs at the gas pump. And you know this as well as anybody, actually made the argument that if you just check the air pressure in your tires, your car will therefore operate more efficiently, we will reduce our consumption, and the price will go down. We don't need more resources, just consume less with a tire gauge on your tires, and people bought into that.
Yeah, well, you've got a great memory, Austin, no question about it, and he's expended a lot of that pressurized air over the last 3 years, and it hasn't done us much good, that's for sure.
Well, this is true. That gets a round of cheesy pre-recorded applause, by the way. That said, listen, are you hopeful that, you really do believe Americans collectively, not just of us, those of us back home here in Idaho, but around the country are beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, this has been yet another over three years now of non-energy policy. We're right back in the same rut again. You believe people are waking up to this?
Well, you'd think so. I have great faith in the American people. I mean, they get things sometimes. You know, Winston Churchill said the American people usually get it right, but not till they've tried everything else first. And we seem to prove that pretty regularly. But I'm cautiously optimistic about this whole thing. You know, this election is not going to be decided by Democrats or Republicans. It never is. It's always decided by those independents in the middle. And those independents in the middle, they don't, you know, they really are not as big as suckers for the political talk as each end of the spectrum is. And what I tell my independent friends, I say, look, I don't care whether you lean right, lean left, lean Republican, lean Democrat, everybody has to agree what we've been doing for the last 3 years is not working. Mm-hmm. It's time to try something else. And more dialogue about this is not going to help. We've always heard about Keynesian economics. The other side has always said, look, you can spend your way to prosperity.
Yes.
It's always been talked about. There's always been a debate over it. This guy spent $1 trillion of the American people's money in a grand experiment, once and for all, to test that theory. Guess what happened? Nothing, except that we now owe the Chinese another $1 trillion. And we're not going to spend our way into prosperity. And at some point in time, even they have got to wake up to the fact that it's not going to be the government that gets us out of this. It's going to be the American people. It's going to be job creators. It's going to be entrepreneurs. It's going to be the rich people that have accumulated capital and finally get the security that the government isn't going to come out and try to take everything away from them, where they will go out and start spending again, start building infrastructure, start building factories, start hiring people. Mm. But they're not going to do it as long as they're fearful that another shoe is going to drop on them like Obamacare.
Well, I'm with you. From where I sit, Senator, it still looks like open season on rich people, but hopefully we can bring about a change in that. Listen, good to talk to you. I hope you'll come join us in the studio. I was just out to lunch with, and I won't say his name, it was a private conversation, but I believe it's a mutual friend of ours, and this individual said, if we had about 30 or 40 more Jim Risches in the United States Senate, it would be a very different country, and I believe that to be the case. But I hope you'll come back and talk to us, because in studio, maybe plan to spend an hour, because nobody spells out the grave reality of the national debt and deficit. I haven't heard anybody spell it out the way you do, and I hope we can make that happen.
I appreciate it. Let's do it.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Keep fighting.
Austin, nice to talk to you.
Senator Jim Risch, prophet of the ages. As you heard, I still got that video on the Austin Hill Show page at 580kido.com. He called it a year ago, February 2011, and here we are, rising gas prices, and dear leader Barack Hussein Obama desperately seeking re-election and insisting it's not his fault.